Learning Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting the last few words of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. But Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav, Menayin Shenishbaim L'Kayim Mezah Mitzvah. How do you know you can make a Shvua to Mekayim a Mitzvah? Shenemar, and Pashto means, how do you know it's Chal? How do you know that if you make a Shvua on a Mitzvah, to do a Mitzvah, that it's Chal? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk by David HaMelech, Nishbati V'Akayimo, I made a Shvua and I was Mekayim it, Lishmar Mishpeh Zekecha, to keep your mishpatim, your dinim, your mitzvahs. So you see, this idea of making shvua l'kayim as a mitzvah. Right, the Gemara, what are you talking about? It's already you have a shvua on it. So in shvua chala shvua. And the way Ran explains the Gemara is like this: that we have a pasuk in the Torah when it talks about shvua. It says lahara lahetiv, and the Gemara darshins that's dafka dvar shus, not dvar mitzvah. That a shvua is, it says in the pasuk l'ra'al r'hetiv, to do good or to do a good thing or not a good thing to yourself or not, let's say to eat or not to eat, and it can't be a dvar mitzvah, it has to be a dvar rishus, because by a dvar mitzvah it wouldn't be a choice l'ra'al r'hetiv. So we see it's the one dvar rishus, and we learn out from there that the only time you chayv a carbon for a shvua is only if it's dvar rishus, not dvar mitzvah. So l'chayra it can't be chal on a mitzvah. Are you going to tell me it can be chal legabi the iser bal yachel? You're right, it can't be chal legabi the shvua because the meat in the pasuk. But it will be chal legabi the iser bal yachel. On that, you don't need the pasuk nishpati v'akiyema for, because the whole meat in the Torah is only for carbon. So automatically, if the Torah says that there's no carbon shvua on a mitzvah, but you do a bal yachel on a mitzvah, so you don't have to bring a pasuk nishpati v'akiyema. We're saying menayin nishpati l'kayem is a mitzvah, so mon afshal. If it means that you can make a full shvua and it has all dine shvua, that's not true, because there's a meat on that. Teretz is a means to say that you have a bal yachel, that there's a chiyuv bal yachel, which is what the lav of being over a neder or a shvua. That the Gemara says, what do you mean? You don't need a pasuk nishpati v'akiyema for that. So what's going on here? Ella, and for the Gemara, the chiddush of mishpati v'akiyema and the chiddush of Rav Gidol is that, of course, we know that the shvua is not chal gavah carbon, is chal, and it is chal gavah yachal. The chiddush is that you're allowed to do it. That you're allowed to do it. It's an inyan not allowed to do it. It's a mitzvah to do it. That even people who usually don't do make shvuas, a kosher, like we've seen in the Mishnah on Daf Tes, a kosher usually make a shvua on that. But this type of a shvua is a good thing. A shvua l'kayim as a mitzvah is a good thing. Like David did it. The David HaMelech did it. And therefore, well, he's teaching you that it's a good thing to do. So it comes out according to the Ran. If you make a shvua l'kayim as a mitzvah, it's chal l'gabi the din ba'yachal. And the chiddush is that you're allowed to do it. And the Gilyan HaShas and Rekiv Eger brings down from the Rabban HaChumash that when it comes to a mitzvah, it's not chal. The shvua is not chal, not legabi carbon, and not legabi malchus. According to the Ramban, the question is, lemush v'aymedu, it can't be chal at all. And the Gemara answers, you're right, it's not chal at all. He's just making the shvua to be mezaris himself. That's the Ramban shita. So Rishash has two kashas on the Ramban. He brings down the Gilyan HaShas, he brings down the Ramban. He says, v'adarav, das Ramban, ksas kosho. The kivon, the ena shvua chal klal. Since it's not chal, my shari lezuzi nafshe. Hare shvua shav. So how do you make a shvua? It's a shvua shav. Va'oid, question number two is, ma'z zirizika, if it's not ba'yachal, it's not chal. If it's not, if the Ramban says, what Tarit says, it's not chal, but you let it do it to mezariz yourself. What do you mean? If it's not chal, what's a ziriz? And if, and also, what happened to the shvua shav? It's a shvua shav. So, you have to eye in the Achrayim who have tutsim to this kasha. Like upon him, that's what's telling you. You have to know these two things. The Chalik is Ran and Ramban. If a shvua is chal on a dvar mitzvah, according to the Ran, it's chal legabi bal yachal, and according to the Ramban, it's not chal at all. So to Gemara Vayta, v'omrav gidam arav ha'imer. Someone says Ashkim v'ashna perek zeh. I'm going to wake up and learn this perek called Kanuye. Or he says Eshta mestek lezu. I'm going to learn mestek nedarim. What's the halacha? Nader gadol nadal ke Yisrael. It's a big nader. So that's mashma. That it's chal the nader. So first of all, the Ran speaks out that here it can't be a nader, because when you make a nader to do a maisa, it's not a nader. A nader has to be issa chefsa, like we learned. You have to ask a chefetz on you. An item, you have to ask it to yourself. Here you're not asking an item. Here you're saying, I will learn something. So obviously it's a shvua. And it says, the Ran says that the case over here was, you said clearly, b'shvua eshta perek zeh. I'm making a shvua that I'm going to learn this perek. They were talking about a shvua over here. That's number one. And the Gemara's kasha is that a shvu is not chal on shvu legabi a carbon. And here it's mashma neder godol nodal lakei yisrael. It's mashma. It's all dinei shvu, because if it's teaching you to mezariz yourself, that you're glad to mezariz yourself, and that's why it's saying neder godol, which is neder meshubach. If that's the Gemara saying, oh, it's a good neder, that we said already. Let's read it inside. They can tell me that nodon godol kei yisrael means that it's a good thing because you're being mezariz yourself, you're giving chizuk yourself. I don't have a gidul kamais. That's the first of a gidul. What did I say it again for? So the empty Gemara, hal kamash v'lon. The chiddush of our Gemara is that kimon di boi patan avshe b'kriyas shma shachas v'arves. The mitzvah in the Torah to learn Torah is you can be mekayim with kriyas shma or kriyas shma shachas v'arves. And so here you're saying you want to learn a parak or masechta. So that already is there's no mushma v'aymid. So there, taka full fledged shvuas chal on him. Therefore, the shvuas chal on what you want to learn, because that's more than kriyas mashachas varvis, and therefore, there that's chal on that extra lima that you want to learn. Now the Ran asks on that. He says, "What are you talking about? There's no shaila about it. There's a chiyuv on every person to learn yomam v'layla, because it says v'shinantam levanecha. V'shinantam means you divrei Torah mechadodim v'ficha, and shem yishalcha adam davar." Ask you something, you shouldn't stutter about it. If you just say Shema in the morning and the afternoon, you're not going to know that. So Zok Duran, the Pshah is like this. Anything that's not mafurish in the Torah, a Shvu is chal on it. Avada Zok Duran is a mitzvah minat Torah to learn kol Torah kula. And just more than just Shema and Shah. You're not Yotzev with Shema and Shah Chazaris. But in the Torah that you should say that the Torah that says mefurish about learning Torah is only Kriya Shema Shachas Arvis, and something that's not mefurish is Shvuas Chal on it. And he says, here's a raya. He's even here a raya to his yisoid that something that's not mefurish, it's Chal the Shvu on it, and therefore that's found in the Gemara that if you say I'm going to learn this Masech, this Parak, which is more than Shema and Shema Shachas Arvis, it's Chal because that's not mefurish in the Torah. That's the way the Ran learns the sugyum. I just have to mention the Ritva's Pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva's Shmak Pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva's Gemara's Tarets is like this. Gemara's Kashwa is Ice Mushroom Vayimid. And for the Ritva, let's say I say, I'm not going to eat bread. I'm not going to eat bread. Then I make another Shua, I'm not going to eat whole wheat bread. So it's Chal, because the first one was a general Shua. Now I'm going to be more specific. So here also, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah called Torah Kula. But now I said, I want to learn Mesechtas Nedarim. Or parakol kanuye. I was more specific, and therefore that's why it's chal on that. And that's what Gemara means. Be'etzem al tachiv talmud Torah. I can do anything. I can say Shema, but now I limit it to myself. I have to say that parak, and that's why it's chal on that. That's the Ritva's pshat. So we have two pshat in my Gemara: the Ran and the Ritva. The Rishash over here brings down this Ritva's pshat. He mechaven to himself, and he says, "Oh, after I found it in the Ritva." The Rishash says, I read the Rishash, what he says, L'chari in a move on, what's Mar's kasha, the chimush ba'al perek zeh, or yam asek l'zudavka, ach hazeh matzasi b'ritva, v'nemuki yesev, sh'nitchu l'chav hazeh b'teret z'ibay patanafsi. They want to learn into the Gemara. They both learn into the Gemara. And by the way, most good Gemaras have in the back the Ritva and the Muki Yosef, and a little bit Riff, a little Ramban, in the back of a Gemara, has those Rishayim. Zog the Gemara. Om Rav Gid Om Rav, ha'im l'chaveroi, Nashkim v'nash neshta parakzeh. He tells his friend, he says, you know, Moishi, let's wake up early tomorrow morning to chaz the nedarim. So Allah lahashkim, he has to wake up first, and he has to wake his friend up. Shenema, we find by the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he told Yecheskel to meet him somewhere, it says in the pasuk like this. It says, we start the pasuk from the beginning, it says, V'ati alav sham yad Hashem, v'yeme elai, kum tse el abiko, v'sham adaba esach. Hashem tells Yecheskel, come to the Bika and talk to you there. Va'okum ve'etzei el Bika. Yichach says, I woke up to the Bika. Ve'hinei sham k'vayit Hashem oimid k'kavayit Hashem isi al nahar k'var el pa'apanai. Hashem was there first. So you see that if you make up to meet someone, you're there first. Zok Duran, that there's two chedushim here. There's two halachas here. First of all, this is not a neder. He didn't say a lashon neder over here. It's just like a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah, which is a chiyuv to do, but it's not the same level as a neder of Meshua. So that's chiddush number one, that b'dibura ba'alma, a kabbalah v'amitzvah already is a chiyuv to do it. And he compares it to Beficha Zut Tzedakah, which is the same type of thing. If someone says they give Tzedakah, it's this type of idea that it's a Chiyah to do it, even though it's not an Eder or a Shua. And also, Kamash Malon, that he has to wake up first. The love Lahashkim could have a Kutcha Brichu. He has to wake up first. That's the two Chedushim of this Rav Gidl. Zog to Gemara Vayta. I'm going to go back to the Sugya of Nidui. Rav Yosef. Nidui v'chaloim. If he is sleeping, and in his chaloim, they put him into Nidui. Tzorech yud b'nei od l'hatalo. He needs a minion to mate as Nidui. What's the pshat? Because we assume that it's min ha-shamayim. Zog to Ran, l'fisha efshe v'shlichas ha-mokam es nada, l'figa tzorech ha-sor la-tiro es ha-shchini imam. You need a minion which has a shchini imam to be mate the nada, because since he had it in a dream, so efshe was b'shlichas ha-mokam b'shlichas l'kodesh baruch hu, and therefore he has to have a minion to matter it. But this minion has to be tamid chacham. V'ho, our gerus is tano hilchasa, which means we'll read the gerus of our gemara first. V'ho tano hilchasa. If you learned gemara, av master just mishnah, that's not enough. Av master tano. If you learned mishnah and didn't learn gemara, that's not enough. Light. V'leka tano hilchasa. If there's no one here who learned Gemara, I feel a master Tana, then there's nothing you learned Mishnayos also. And the Ran has a different girsa, which means he taught other, Dafk, if you have someone who taught other people Gemara, but or learning. But if you didn't teach other people, that's not enough. And Tais explains why. He says, those people are royal that the Shechina should be shayra on them. So you need a minion, a very chosh of a people, to mati and ed. Be leka, if you can't find these 10 people, lazer v'lazer v'aproshes rachim, v'yav shama l'bei yud, sit on the crossroads and give shalom, people should give shalom to you, and you give shalom to them, 10 people, and that will protect you from any yisurim, ad mikle asara the gamah hilchasa, until you find 10 people who learned halacha, who have learned gemara, who could be mata your nidui. So Agapanim was saying, if you have a nidim in Hashemayim, you have to get a minion to mata the nidui. Omer Rabbi Ravashi, Yoda man shamte mahu, the Lishra relay, if in the dream you saw who put you into Nidui. And the halacha is that the person who put you in Nidui could take you out of your Nidui. So what's the halacha there? Could he be matet? Amalei, le shmute shavishliach, le mishrele lo shavishliach. He says that doesn't work, because in Shemayim, maybe they only made you a shliach to give you a Nidui, but not take you out of it. And therefore, you cannot get someone, if you see the person put your nidui, you can't get him to be mati yanada. You need to. L'mishri lo shavishliach. Omer achal Rav Ashi, shamte v'shar lebechalimai. What happens if in the dream alone, they put him into nidui, and they give him a heta on his nidui? So it goes together. You get the heta and this, my. Omalei says, no, k'shem shi'ef shal barab le'tavim, just like it's impossible when you have tfuah, klek tfuah, impossible, no straw should get into it. Kach, e'ef shal chaloyim le'dvar m'teilim. It's impossible to have a chaloyim, a dream, without dvar m'teilim. So maybe that part was dvar m'teilim. So therefore, you can't be sarimach on that. But you have to go l'chumra. That maybe was a good nidu m'shemayim. That was not dvar m'teilim, and therefore, you're a nidu. Now, the question is like this. This guy who became a nidu m'shemayim, does he have to practice all dine nidu? So the Ran says, he says, I'm not sure if you have to keep all the dinei nidui if you get nidui min hashemayim. Now, why the Ran say v'tzarachim? So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says, pshat is like this. Because the Gemara says that if he wants to protect himself from Yisurim, what does he do? He stands on the crossroads and says Shalom Aleichem to everyone. The problem is, I need to not say Shalom Aleichem to it. It's a shalom in the Gemara. The Gemara in Moed Katan declares, Menud Nudda Mao B'Shila Shalom. Avil is not the lab of Shalom Shalom. We said yesterday, Menud has a lot of luck like an Avil. So it's a shalom B'Shila Shalom. He has to say Shalom Aleichem to everyone. So it must be, Dr. Ran, he's not much sure if he keeps the Dine Menudda. Because so maybe Min HaShemayim, he has to get a heter for it, but the Ma'aseh doesn't keep, it's not all the dinei nidui. He says, Tzarachin, he's not sure about that. Actually, the people say on Erev Hashanah, and when he says, Chayafti b'nidui, it means Min HaShemayim. Because if someone put you into nidui, you know about it. So we're just doing that, just in case in Chaloyim, you got put into nidui, you're saying that heter. But the whole time you're walking around, doing, or practicing, not practicing any nidui, obviously you don't think you're a nidui, but because the Ran said, Tzarachin, you have to keep all the nidui. Another thing the Ran speaks out, that this whole din, that something came in Hashemayim, it's only about a nidui. But if you make a neder in your chaloyim, that's zikha nothing, he says, that it's only possible to have a neder min hashamayim, but neder, it's not possible to say, and therefore, he says, he holds not like that. He's found the Rashba, maybe says that you do have to have a hetata neder min hashamayim. He holds, you don't have to have a hetata for neder min hashamayim.